Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our IT guys and all the other costs that go with producing television, the guys in the control room, and so much more. If you appreciate WVW Broadcast Network, would you partner with us? You can partner with us and help us push out free programming as a ministry of WVW Foundation, because you know what we could do? Put it all behind a paywall. But instead, we said, let's not do that. Let's push out programming for free as a ministry of the WVW Foundation. Would you please consider making a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com? That's WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. You can also use our phone number and make a contribution over the phone by calling 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Thank you for supporting free programming through WVWFoundation.com. Tonight on the Worldview Report, a rugby player in England, a woman in Las Vegas, and a two-year-old girl in New Hampshire are among those in our Died Suddenly report tonight. That's just a small sampling of the many who are lost each day in what's shaping up to be a global vaccine genocide. Bush-era Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice comes to the defense of politicians shoveling billions to Ukraine, saying it's the right thing to do. We have the testimony of a 17-year-old girl who was traumatized by a transgendered man pretending to be a woman, flashing his private parts in front of her at a YMCA facility. China introduces its first genetically modified racehorse, and Illinois becomes the ninth state to ban so-called assault weapons, but the state's Marxist governor is encountering stiff resistance from sheriffs who say they refuse to enforce the ban. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. An 18-year-old rugby player passed away unexpectedly in England this week. Logan Holgate died suddenly on Wednesday. That's what the Manchester Evening News reported. The cause of death has not been announced, according to Breitbart. Quote, it appeared that Logan was on track for greater things, being set this year to ascend to the reserve team of the Salford Red Devils, a move that would have significantly raised his standing in the sport, end quote. That's what Breitbart reported. RugbyLeague.com said Holgate was valued, a valued player who made a name for himself on an English squad that, quote, created history in Italy last September, end quote. In that tournament, Holgate, quote, impressed teammates and staff alike with his work ethic, infectious attitude, and quick humor. He then played superbly in the semifinal and again in the final as England swept aside Wales before defeating France to win the under-19 European Championships for the first time in dramatic and emotional scenes. He leaves a lasting legacy on the program and staff, a brilliant young man and teammate, end quote. A rugby organization in Hinningsham said, quote, it is with great sadness that we have to announce the passing of one of our lads, Logan Holgate, today, quote. That's what the Evening News reported. The Died Suddenly phenomenon is starting to reach the mainstream news. A Las Vegas woman shared the story of her friend who died suddenly from cardiac arrest Sunday, January 8th, with a local CBS affiliate, 8 News Now. Quote, one of several who has suffered the same fate in Las Vegas this past week, end quote. That's what the news outlet reports. Michelle Morgan told 8 News Now her friend and employee of 30 years, Alicia Goblingoff, went into cardiac arrest at the gym and died one day later. You can see her picture here. Morgan said of her friend, quote, "She had a contagious smile and made everybody so happy around her," end quote. Morgan shared everything she'll miss just days after Goblinghoff's untimely death, adding, quote, "She was an amazing human being, a humanitarian," end quote. Morgan said Goblinghoff, who was a wife and mother of 2, had no history of heart issues at the time of her death, which has left her family shocked and confused, describing her friend as, quote, "super healthy and suddenly, without warning, just collapsed at the gym and suffered a massive cardiac arrest," end quote. A 2-year-old girl from New Hampshire has been listed in the HHS Vaccine Adverse Event Database, or VAERS. That's according to the report on 12/15/22. She received a COVID-19 Moderna mRNA injection with a regular flu shot. She died on December 16, 2022, within 24 hours of being jabbed with the experimental COVID mRNA treatment for an illness she didn't have and would have never died from. New Hampshire permits COVID-19 injections from 6 months up, and the state's FAQ guidance, well, it claims they are both safe and effective. Of course, we know that's a lie. The CDC knows that's a lie, and the FDA knows that's a lie. Yet, they continue to push the lie and convince people to take more shots. They have all the data now that clearly spells out just how dangerous and ineffective these injections are. It's now up to every American to decide for themselves what that means. When the very agencies that were set under the auspices of protecting health are now destroying the health of millions. Bush-era globalist neocon Condoleezza Rice has made the statement that arming Ukraine to the teeth to protect its border against incursion from neighboring Russia is, quote, "just common decency," end quote. Rice has no such statements that similar common decency is warranted to protect the U.S. border from millions of military-age males crossing over illegally during the Biden regime's 2 years in office. Rice made her comments on Friday on Fox News' The Story, where she added that the U.S. was upholding international law. Breitbart reports that anchor Martha McCallum asked, quote, "A lot of people say Putin's army is nowhere near what everybody thought it was. Is he going to lose this? Why are we spending all of this time and money on Ukraine? This is the argument some of them put forth when we have other concerns here at home and other places in the world. What do you say to them, Dr. Rice?" End quote. Rice answered with the following comment, quote, "I say we have never come out of this well when we allow the rule of law, international law, just common decency to be devastated and the way that Vladimir Putin and the Russians are doing. We absolutely have to help Ukrainians stop this. And when I hear, you know, this is not our fight, we did not think 1914 was our fight. We did not think 1941 was our fight. Well, in 2001, the fight came home to us. So, our helping Ukrainians defend is also defending us. As to depletion of our own resources, first of all, I don't think we are going to fight many ground wars in Europe. Hopefully not. If indeed we are stressing supply chains and stressing supplies, that means find a way to backfill, find a way to increase production. It doesn't mean simply sitting by and not giving the Ukrainians what they need," end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you visited MyStore.com? MyStore.com is the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. Why don't you check out the products there at MyStore.com? And when you make your purchase, please be sure to use the promo code WVW. When you use that code WVW, then we receive a percentage of each purchase. A generous percentage of each purchase is donated back to WVW Broadcast Network, WVW TV, to keep us going. So thank you for checking out all the great products by American entrepreneurs at MyStore.com. That's MyStore.com, started by Mike Lindell. And be sure to use the promo code upon checkout of WVW. You get savings, and we get credit. We all win. Thank you.
Everyone.
There was a time in America when a man walking around naked in a girl's locker room, flashing his private parts to teens and preteens, would be lucky to get arrested because there's a good chance he'd gotten beat up, beat to the pulp, by fathers doing what fathers should do, I think, in such a situation. So writes J.D. Rucker in an article at the Liberty Daily. But in America in 2023, a man pretending to be a woman has more protections and better rights than the young girls he scars for life. Rucker writes, quote, in Democrat places like California, such things are part of everyday life. Thankfully, there are still some states that protect girls. One teen in San Diego County had a terrifying experience with a man in her locker room after being made to feel like she was in the wrong by the YMCA. She took her story to the local city council, which was equally unimpressed, end quote. According to the Daily Wire, a female California teacher in San Diego County told local city officials Wednesday she was exposed to male genitalia inside a YMCA women's locker room after finishing a workout. Rebecca Phillips, 17, said during the public comment section at the January 11th San Antonio City Council meeting that the exposure happened 2 weeks ago after she completed swimming laps and cleaning up in the Cameron Family YMCA women's locker room. Phillips said, quote, as I was showering after my workout, I saw a naked male in the woman's locker room. I immediately went back into the shower, terrified, and hid behind their flimsy excuse for a curtain until he was gone, end quote. Phillips asked the city council legitimate questions, which they ignored and refused to answer. Take a look.
Good evening, council members and residents of Santee behind me. My name is Rebecca Phillips, and I'm 17 years old. I am not a resident of Santee, but I am employed at a local restaurant, the Omelet Factory, and I work out regularly at the Santee YMCA. Just 2 weeks ago, after finishing my shift at my job, I went to the gym to swim laps. As I was showering after my workout, I saw a naked male in the women's locker room. I immediately went back into the shower, terrified, and hid behind their flimsy excuse for a curtain until he was gone. I ran into a bathroom stall to change as quickly as I could, organizing my thoughts to share with the people at the front desk. As I did so, I could only think of my 5-year-old sister, who I bring to this gym during the summer to enjoy their water slides. This is the YMCA, where hundreds of children spend their summer afternoons in child care camps. This is the YMCA where my little sister took gymnastics lessons. The locker room was supposed to be her safe haven to gossip with her friends and shower and change. When I asked the YMCA management what their policy was regarding transgenders, they confirmed that the man that I saw was indeed allowed to shower wherever he pleased. As long as you are not a red flag on Megan's Law, the California Sex Offender Registry, a grown male can shower alongside a teenage girl at your YMCA location here in Santee. I was made to feel as though I had done something wrong when I talked to people at the YMCA. Somehow, the indecent exposure of a male to a female minor was an inconvenience to them. When my dad spoke to the sheriff's office, they told him that he should never allow me to shower there ever again. The YMCA wouldn't let my father speak to the manager of the Santee branch. After waiting several days, he finally received a call from Terry Moss, who is the director of membership for San Diego County. She informed my dad that I was not in any danger at the time of the incident, that I was safe. But I ask you this. I'm assuming all of you either have a wife, a sister, daughters, or granddaughters, or are a woman yourself. Could you knowingly send an underage girl into a room where there was a naked male and say that she was not in danger, that she was safe, or more importantly, that this was right? The fact that we are now tailoring our privacy policies and bathroom laws around transgenders, ignoring the blatant threat to safety that this poses, is obscene. The safety of children, girls, is on the chopping block. And this issue is not unique to one political party. Both Democrats and Republicans, whom I have shared this story with, have all been equally disgusted. So I implore you all to take action. With great privilege comes great responsibility. Whether it's requiring transgenders to use the single-stall family restrooms or making them use the bathroom which aligns with their biological
Thank you. Thank you.
Illinois became the ninth state to ban certain semi-automatic rifles and handguns on Tuesday with legislation signed by J.B. Pritzker. The state House voted 68-41 after the Senate approved an amendment bill the day before that bans the sale, delivery, and purchase of so-called assault-style guns. The ban also includes the prohibited sale of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds for long guns and 15 rounds for handguns. The new law also requires gun owners to register their weapons with the state. Pritzker stated at a press conference, quote, "For a long time now, I and many other leaders in the Illinois General Assembly have prioritized getting the most dangerous weapons off our state streets. Today, honoring the commitment we made, we passed one of the strongest assault weapons bans in the nation, one I will be proud to sign. Today, I couldn't be prouder to say that we got it done," end quote. But sheriffs across the state of Illinois, well, they're saying they are not going to enforce the legislation because it violates their oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution. Sheriff Clinton J. Perezzi of one county there in Illinois was one of these sheriffs to speak out. In a letter to residents that he also posted on social media, he wrote the following, quote, "As your duly elected sheriff, my job and my office are sworn, in fact, to protect the citizens of Iroquois County. This is a job and responsibility that I take with the utmost seriousness and pride. Part of my duties that I accepted upon being sworn into office was to protect the rights provided to all of us in the Constitution. One of those enumerated rights is the right of the people to keep and bear arms, provided under the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms for defense of life, liberty, and property is regarded as an inalienable right by the people," end quote. Then he continued, quote, "I, among many others, believe